Briscoes is always good news, but Main Freight probably is even better news consistently, isn't it? They seemingly can do no wrong.
Yeah, look, in the words of one of my colleagues here at JMI Wealth, they knocked the ball out of the park. Now, Mike, if I could give this a boom, I'd give it a boom. It is a boom moment. Look, I think I've probably alluded to it before, but in a non-technical sense, Main Freight's one of my favourite companies on the NZX, and that's not necessarily a share recommendation, Mike. I just admire the tenacity. I might admire the long-term vision of Main Freight and the management team there. So yeah, record results. Revenue, $3 billion. It was actually 2.95, but you know me, Mike, I like to round up. That's up 13%. EBITDA, 257, that's up 20%. Net profit, 141 million, that's up 26%. The market liked it. Share price up 4% on the day. That company's now worth $3.7 billion. The founder, Bruce Plested, he's still one of the main shareholders. He owns 16-17%. I'll let everybody out there work out what that's worth. The thing about this company, Mike, is it's succeeding in what is a globally hyper competitive industry. They don't have unique technology. They don't have patents like some of our other tech companies. What they do have is a very strong company culture and a very determined and a very focused management team, and dogged, I think, is the word that was used. Look, within the results, there was reference to they have a profit share with their staff members. That was up 31.6%, so there's 27 million, 0.2 million there for staff members. People within the business are shareholders. They have skin in the game. They're looking to increase salaries at the lower end of the pay scale in New Zealand, Australia. I think they have a goal to get everybody above 60,000 a year. Look, it's not all roses. They've got some gathering headwinds, I suppose, in the form of threats to global trade. That could slow earnings growth next year, but this company does have a long-term focus, so they're continuing to build out the global logistics network, continue to look for synergies within that global logistics network and try and keep and win market share. So, yeah. Look, gold star for Main Freight. I can't say anything more.
They are a great company. Now, the Australian housing market, and I'm glad you picked up on this because there's an increasing amount of commentary around it. It looks like, fingers crossed, it might have turned a corner here.
Yeah, it is. We've talked about it a lot, haven't we, in the last 12 months about the state of the poor old housing market, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, and our concern over that contagion effect. Would it spill over to New Zealand? Would it affect sentiment in New Zealand? And I think some of our learned friends at ASB did some work on that. They felt that the Auckland property market was most at risk. But now we're asking the question, is it turning the corner? Now, I think three recent events, the election result, so a lot of potential negative policy issues now not going to eventuate. The RBA signalling a potential move lower in the official cash rate, and over the last, with the first weekend after the election, we saw Auckland clearance results improving as well. So that gives you all some sort of hope that the market is slowing, is it, or troughing. Is it starting to stabilise? Well, AMP Capital economist Shane Oliver, he's saying that the second largest correction in the country's history in the housing market, that is stabilising and turning around. And it's not just those factors that I point out, Mike. There's the stimulus of a first home loan deposit scheme. There's removal of a 7% interest serviceability test on home loans. That first Saturday after the general election, auction results, auction clearance rates, which had been fairly kind of mediocre in Sydney and Melbourne, went to almost 70% in Sydney and 63% in Melbourne. So, look, we've got our own issues here in New Zealand, but perhaps that contagion from Australia may not be one of them, Mike.
Good on you. What are the numbers?
25,580 on the Dow, just down small. 2,827 on the S&P 500, virtually unchanged. And the NASDAQ 7659 up 22. The FTSE 100, small fall, closing at 7268. The Nikkei 21260 up 78. It's about 0.4%. Shanghai Composite gained 0.6%, 2909. Across the Tasman, they gained 33 points yesterday, closing at 6484, 0.5% gain for them. We lost 0.25% on the NZX 50, down 24 points, 10,123. On the currency markets, and the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.6543 US, 0.9447 Aussie, 0.5860 euro, 0.5164 pounds, 71.67 yen. Gold is trading at $1,278.08. That's up small. And Brent crude, $70.32. Also up small.
Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Keller here at JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.